and welcome to We the People on a unique Sunday, a Sunday like no other, where thousands of Indians stepped up in the fight against the spread of the highly contagious coronavirus by stepping back, by staying home, by sacrificing their regular routine for the greater good of all, for themselves, because we are all in this together. Thousands of Indians today stayed off the streets. They stayed at home after Prime Minister Modi called for a janta or a public curfew to curb the spread of COVID-19, which has spread to over 140 countries since it originated in Wuhan in China in December. While today was a voluntary self-quarantine, it has now gotten official. The government, both state and at the centre, have announced a slew of new measures on Sunday to stem the spread of the coronavirus. India is shutting down. Trains, transport between states and metros in the biggest of our cities are all grinding to a halt and will stay that way till the 31st of March at least. 70 districts that have reported confirmed coronavirus cases or deaths will run only essential public services till that date. This on a day that India reported 3 more coronavirus deaths, including the first casualty from Bihar, taking the total toll to 5, and the number of COVID-19 cases has risen to 341. So India's coronavirus positive count has crossed the 300 mark, and India has recorded the biggest jump in a single day, with figures over 70, that is 70 fresh cases reported from different parts of the country. But India sent out a message today. India seems to have emerged as a nation that says we can stand together in the time of crisis. The Prime Minister asked the citizens of India to stand at their doors, at their windows, at balconies at 5 p.m. on Saturday and clap, clang utensils or ring bells to express our gratitude to the professionals who are working round the clock to keep India safe and healthy. And across our cities, Indians did just that. Monideepa Banerjee stepped out in Kolkata at 5 p.m. to a deafening applause.
Sarah, I thought I'd have to go hunt and really find people who are observing this evening.
People are out on their verandas, banging away their thalis and also clapping furiously. This is one family here. Then there are more here. There are, of course, shouts of Modi as well, but there are some more there. And finally, this young man has come out with his guitar. He is also strumming away hoping that, the music and the noise and the clapping can chase the virus away. Honestly, quite a phenomenal show, not just here in my neighborhood, but according to reports from across Kolkata, this is what people are doing from 5 o'clock in the evening. I dare say, also hear some fireworks going on somewhere. There, another family has stepped out over there to show their solidarity to this protest. So, clearly, a huge fight back kicking off today against the coronavirus. This on a day, Sarah, when the West Bengal government has certainly got to deal with 4 COVID positive cases, and on top of it, there are now restrictions in place across the state. Additional restrictions from 5 o'clock tomorrow in the evening to the midnight of 27-28 March. And there is a kind of partial lockdown in some districts and partially in the others. Kolkata, Salt Lake where I am, New Town, all these places and all other district headquarter towns across all of Bengal's districts. Some districts like Malda, Murshidabad, North Dinajpur, these are in almost complete lockdown. Their essential services will be available, but buses, trams, transport off the roads for anybody except in dire need to get to a hospital.
So Kolkata to be on lockdown, West Bengal's capital to shut down till the 27th of March amidst that COVID-19 threat. Meanwhile, Assam in the northeast, which has yet to report a corona positive case, but the residents, neither of Assam nor of all of the other states, nor the governments there are taking things lightly. Assam has extended the janta curfew or the public curfew till 8 a.m. tomorrow. Businesses, establishments, markets, etc. are going to remain closed throughout the day tomorrow. Ratnadeep reports.
The Janta curfew has received unprecedented response from everywhere across the country. And in Guwahati, we are coming to you from a residential society. I can see here people from the residential society clapping. They are ringing bells. They are playing the drums. They are also clapping and appreciating the frontline staffs of the medical department, police, and other people who have taken their duty beyond their call of duty, and they have been serving the nation, trying to help people observe this one-day Janta curfew, which is aimed to break the chain of spread of coronavirus, the deadly COVID-19. The entire country is fighting, and this you can see behind me. There you can see people from every walk of life, people from right from elderly people to young kids. They're clapping, they're ringing the bells here in Guwahati. In fact, in Assam, we have seen unprecedented support for the Janta curfew. All across Northeast, there have been similar scenes, and here people appreciating the frontline people, particularly from the health department, for the type of service they've put in to make sure that India wins this fight against the deadly COVID-19.
So what a surreal image there. The deafening sounds over that clanging of those conches, but completely deserted streets behind Ratnadeep there, deserted pathways, the pandemic on the prowl, really draining the color out of one's social life. In many lockdown towns, people have engaged in chorus singing to keep up spirits. We've seen that in international cities. Mumbai at 5 was no different.
You know, Sunita Bhuya, who's been performing on a balcony since 5 o'clock to show gratitude to conservancy workers and everyone who's been at the forefront of fighting this COVID-19 pandemic, was here. And along with her, you know, several people on the other balconies also joining her. She's still here. She's still performing on her balcony. But there are other balconies as well on the other sides where people did come out. The sun might be, a little difficult, making it difficult to show you those balconies. But there are people on balcony who have joined her, who came out in support of the conservancy workers. Sunita Bhuya is still on her balcony playing the violin and along with her son playing on the piano to actually give us a sense of a musical tribute to those who are at the forefront of this fight against the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic. Conservancy workers, sanitation workers, medical staff, paramedic staff, doctors who've spent hours at homes, in their clinics, all of whom who've actually made it possible for the system to actually carry on this fight. It's a huge challenge for the public health system, but those working with the public health system have shown immense courage, determination, and dedication to their jobs, making it possible for the state to actually come up with some sort of a defense. And that's perhaps what she's playing. I heard her play Ganga by Bhupen Hazarika, which again is a tribute to the river that sort of gives us life in so many places across the country. And Sunita Bhuya did perform Bhupen Hazarika's Ganga, which is a song we all know, a song about the river Ganga, a song about basically, life. And that's something that she's continuing to do at this point from her balcony, along with her son, performing in aid of and in support and in tribute and to thank conservancy workers, workers, paramedic staff, public health workers who've been at the forefront of fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, especially here in Mumbai, Maharashtra, and not necessarily here. She's performing here, but this is, of course, going out to not just in Mumbai, but also to Italy. She did perform that song for people in Italy. She is performing the song for here, people who are fighting the pandemic here. And this is just to say thank you to everybody, including, the entire system that's been working to sort of contain this pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic. That is a challenge for all of us. And like you were saying, Sarah, perhaps individually we also have to take part in this battle, show the individual responsibility that we have in fighting this pandemic. And that's something that Sunita Bhuya is also sending out a message for through this musical tribute that she's performing live on her balcony.
Well, let's go across now to Dilip Chelrin, co-founder of Perfect Relations. Dilip, you are an image guru. You are a crisis analyst. It is very clear Prime Minister Modi has proved it yet again that he is a master when it comes to communication. And we saw that in his speech on Thursday. But are you surprised by the response that we've seen to his call that all Indians come out at 5 o'clock, step out on their balconies and clap, clang, basically show their appreciation for those on the front line in this fight against the spread of COVID-19?
I'm delighted. In fact, the making a happy noise is the kind of communications work that actually resonates with people. And I don't mean that as a pun. The fact that you have people perform a simple task, a task of gratitude, is one of the core messages which the Prime Minister gave in his speech that day. And I think making a task which is simple and yet shows a certain direction and prepares them for the fact that you need to have this not only resilience, but also community feeling of coming together to do something which may not actually help, but expresses an emotion. And these are times when this is going to be tested. Because as you know, several states are going to go into complete lockdown for the next few days. And I think that as a run-up to that, this has been an exercise which worked very well. I think everybody participated. And the sounds that you could hear across cities was amazing.
Correct. You're right, Dilip, because we are all in this together. United we stand, divided we fall. But I must ask you, I think you had written in one of the papers recently that you said this is not enough. You mentioned that we're unprepared to take on COVID-19. And to quote you, you said we're all going into battle with a perfunctory clapping of hands on Sunday. Have you changed your mind now that you've seen the response of the people of India?
I think the response of the people of India is a heartening thing. What is required is a response on two fronts. One, on the nature of the medical emergency that we are facing, and second, on the impending economic emergency that's following very close. I see that if we don't have a package out by Monday, which is tomorrow, or latest by Tuesday, there is going to be enormous hardship. And it is very important that as an economy, we also gear up instantly to help everybody fight this together. So I think that it's not just the government, but the banks, the corporate India, as well as individuals who employ others, who need to step up and be given the assistance to do that. It can't be just happening on a voluntary basis. There's got to be a system. And I think that's missing at this point of time.
All right. Well, let's go across then to Dr. V.K. Paul. He is with the Niti Aayog. He's a member health of the Niti Aayog. He's also the head of the 21-member special task force that has been constituted by this government to prepare a strategy to combat this public health crisis. Dr. Paul, please respond over here. Dilip Chelrin has, first of all, said it is wonderful to see the people of India come together to say we are willing to be united to take on COVID. But what is the government doing? It is not enough. We cannot be going into battle with a perfunctory clapping of hands. We need more than that, and that is missing in terms of testing, for example. What about an economic package? Dilip Chelrin points out the impact on the economy is huge. We did not hear anything about an economic package in the Prime Minister's speech.
The war of the kind that we have undertaken, the challenge that we are facing today, will ultimately be won by the people and by the nation as a whole. Today we must mark a day when a total solidarity has been expressed to face this humongous once in a century challenge. And that should give us hope. The progress that should happen on other fronts is also very important, and those steps are being rolled out step by step. Today, if you look at the new slew of approaches that have been put across in the afternoon today, that marks our refinement of our strategy, and that marks how we're going to tackle it further. Shutting down 75 zillas of this nation is a strategy, our one major one more attempt to contain the disease. We have taken measures yesterday to make sure that our progress towards
the reactive measure. But sir, Dr. Kaul, I have to just ask you, that is a reactive measure. We've had to lock down these areas, these 75 districts, because there have been cases that have been reported from there. It is not a proactive measure. Dilip Cherin, Rahul Gandhi has called for an immediate steps to revive the country's economy. They are pointing out that just clapping will not help daily wage workers, small and medium entrepreneurs. What would your response be to them?
Yes, the point is that there's two-pronged approach that we have. One is to combat the disease and kill the disease itself. So that part is moving the way it should move, and we will win that war. The second part is to look at those effects that such a tragedy brings to the nation. To mitigate those effects, you are aware that a task force has been formed under the Honorable Finance Minister. Other measures will be taken to make sure that the poor do not suffer economic hardship. State governments on their own are moving forward, and the government is open to ideas on addressing this issue. It is a very comprehensive whole-of-government approach that will win us this battle. And I think it is time for us to come together, share the ideas for each sector. There has to be a sectoral response in every which way to make this fight a success. I think you should essentially mark today the fact that all state governments are on board, all state governments are finding solutions to come forward and make sure that both in containment of the disease as well as in terms of welfare of the poor and protecting our economy, the measures are now starting to roll out, and they will happen. They will happen. Have faith in the government.
Well, I think we can all be in agreement, Dr. Kaul, that what we've seen today is that India is emerging as a nation that can stand together, but time is of essence. Every day we're seeing cases rise. Saturday we saw the greatest jump in the number of cases in India so far, about 70 cases. We've crossed the 300 mark, and this is crucial because if this crisis reaches epidemic levels, let's face it, we will be overwhelmed. We may not just have the facilities, the medical resources, so we need to nip it in the bud. Let's go across to Dr. P. Raghuram first, the president of the Association Surgeons of India. Dr. Raghuram, first and foremost, your reaction, because this was done and the Prime Minister said the people of India should do this for your fraternity, for the medical profession, for those in the medical profession who are really on the front lines in this fight against the coronavirus. Your reaction to the outpouring of empathy and sympathy that we saw across India today.
Good evening, Sarah. Thank you very much for having me on your show. I think it's very heartening and delightful to see this kind of unprecedented success to perhaps the biggest social experiment in the world. And this has happened within just 3 days of the Prime Minister invoking the conscience of the people to come together for a common cause in the fight against coronavirus. And also what he has done is he has created that much needed awareness about the concept of social distancing and the impact that it would have in minimizing the transmission of the virus and spread of this disease.
You're absolutely right, doctor, but let me ask, many have questioned why we've said that this is extremely valuable. The timing, the fact that this has only been for 1 day, how important is it staying home for 14 hours? Will that prevent this pandemic from entering what many fear will be the third stage if we're not already in that in India?
I think it is the sankalp and the sanyam that he mentioned, the Prime Minister, the resolve and the resilience. He is preparing us for many more days of this self-imposed lockdown. And I think 1 day will not be enough. I think the time has come, a critical phase has come in our country, that we must ensure that we lockdown, self-imposed lockdown must become a reality for the next 2 weeks. And I think we are going ahead in the similar direction with so many cities having section 144. So obviously it is in preparation for many days of curfew.
All right, Doctor, I have another question. I want to follow up on that, but I just want to inform our viewers the visuals that you're seeing on your screen right now are visuals coming in from Singapore. And what I'm told is these are residents of Singapore, but Indian nationalities living in a colony there who have all also responded to the Prime Minister's call. Dr. Raghuram, I want to ask you, the health secretary held a press conference saying that this 14 hours, the past 14 hours that we saw people of India staying off the roads, staying in at their homes, could actually break the transmission of the virus. Is that medically, factually, scientifically true?
Yes, indeed. I think we should understand that the incubation period for coronavirus is about 14 days. And on an average, it's about 8 to 9 days. So the result of this social distancing experiment that was undertaken today, very successfully, all across the country, I think the results will show up in the next few days' time. And that will the next few days, in the sense about 7-8 days' time, if the numbers are coming down, then it indicates that what we have done today is a huge success. And I think, it's no miracle, but this should happen, because that is the only way. Social distancing is the pillar for preventing the transmission of this disease. And this has been successfully shown in Singapore, Hong Kong, South Korea, Japan, China, and many other places. That is what really
works. But
Dr.
Raghuram, there's been a controversy about the fact that India isn't testing enough. They have, because of the rising number of cases yesterday, agreed to allow the private sector to also start testing. They've released those guidelines. WHO is saying you can't simply lock down your societies. You can't lock down the country. The only solution is test, test, and test. India seems to have a different point of view.
Yes. I think the ICMR, it's very heartening to note that the ICMR now believes that it's important to test those who are admitted with acute respiratory distress and pneumonia in the hospitals, which is unrelated to any contact of somebody coming from overseas, and those who are asymptomatic, who are in close proximity to these people who have been diagnosed. And I think this is a very good step. And currently, the 111 labs approved by the ICMR are doing the test. And as the WHO has recommended test, 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 I think they have now opened it up to the NABL-approved labs. And I don't know how many have been approved so far, but I think this is a new beginning. Having said that, social distancing, is it going to be very effective in a country like India, similar to what we have seen in South Korea or in China? I have my doubts. Because, you know,
many questions still unanswered. Thank you, Dr. Ram. And while many Indians went voluntarily into self-quarantine, not everybody had that luxury. Akshay, my colleague, caught up with some sanitation workers who are among those who are on the front line in this fight against the spread of the coronavirus.
Right now, we're in the Mehroli market of the national capital as the Janta curfew comes into effect in the entire country. Most of the shops here in this particular market are closed. Only shops of essential items are open. The Delhi police is patrolling the area, appealing people to go back. But certain people who are working for essential services are still out on the streets, working round the clock to ensure that the country remains safe, the country remains secure, as well as the country remains clean. These are some sanitation workers who are working round the clock despite of the entire country, entire city being in lockdown, and entire country being in a self-imposed curfew. These people are not only risking their own lives, but also providing selfless services. Even though at many times we tend to forget about the contribution of these people in our society, we'll go and talk to them. What are the difficulties that they are facing, and what are their requests as far as the government is concerned? Sir, ek baat bataiye. जनता कर्फ्यू लगा हुआ है आप लोग फिर भी अपनी मतलब जान पे खतरा लेकर देश के लिए काम कर रहे हैं क्या अपील करना चाहेंगे आप लोगों
हम तो यही कहेंगे कि हमारे जितने भी भाई है सही सलामत रहे
जी।
और अपने देश के लिए हम ये काम करें और लेकिन देश को भी हमारे लिए सोचना चाहिए ना हमारे पास कोई क्या बोलते हो सैनिटाइजर भी नहीं दिया हमें मास्क भी कोई खास नहीं है एक दिन ही चलता है
ना ही हमें कोई कैशलेस कोई मेडिकल सुविधा दी जाती है क्या हम लोगों को वायरस नहीं हो सकता क्या हम लोग कोरोना से नहीं बच सकते लेकिन जब भी जरूरत पड़ती है सरकार को, हम सफाई कर्मी, एमसीडी के सफाई कर्मी हमेशा तैयार रहते हैं अपने वर्क को लेके। अगर हम कंट्रीब्यूशन रहा है, अगर हम लोगों को सफाई से नहीं बचाएंगे तो कोरोना वायरस के अलावा और भी सारी बीमारियां जो लोगों को बढ़ सकती है।
एक आखिरी सवाल मैं पूछना चाहूंगा, किस तरह की आप लोगों को सुविधा दी गई है और क्या कुछ अगर कमियां हैं तो क्या डिमांड करना चाहेंगे?
हमें एक ये मास्क दिया हुआ है, ये भी सिर्फ एक ही दिन चलता है, उसके बाद दोबारा इसको यूज नहीं कर सकते, और ये ग्लव्स दिए हुए हैं, बाकी कोई हॉस्पिटल की सुविधा नहीं है, ये ग्लव्स है हमारे पास। और अगर हम लोग बीमार हो गए तो हमारे पास कोई ऐसी सुविधा नहीं है कि हम अपना जाके इलाज कराएं। हमें 20-20 साल हो जाते हैं यहाँ पे काम करते हो, लेकिन सरकार 20 साल तक भी हमें पक्का नहीं करती है।
बिल्कुल,
हम सफाई कर्मचारी काम करते करते हमारा जीवन कट जाता है, लेकिन इसके बाद भी सरकार को हमारे बारे में सोचना चाहिए। अगर उसको जरूरत,
उम्मीद करेंगे कि सरकार आप लोगों के बारे में सोचे, और इस समय पे आप लोगों की सबसे ज्यादा जरूरत है देश को, क्योंकि सफाई एक बहुत बड़ा मुद्दा निकल कर आया। सो सैनिटेशन वर्कर्स आर वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट एज फार एज आर सोसाइटी इज कंसर्न, एंड इन दीज टाइम्स ऑफ क्राइसिस द इम्पॉर्टेंस हैज बीन हाईलाइटेड ऑफ सैनिटेशन एंड क्लीनलीनेस, एंड एट अ पॉइंट इन टाइम व्हेन दीज पीपल आर प्रोवाइडिंग सेल्फलेस सर्विस टू द कंट्री, द गवर्नमेंट मस्ट ऑल्सो कीप देम इन माइंड एज फार एज मेकिंग सम काइंड ऑफ पॉलिसीज फॉर देयर बेटरमेंट इज कंसर्न। With camera person Ashok Mahalia, Akshay Dungre for NDTV.
Thanks, Akshay. And during these trying times, the worst affected are daily wages who need to earn a living by the day to be able to bring food on the table and look after their families, to feed their families, as my colleague Alok Pandey found out.
It's a day of Janta curfew across India as this country tackles the coronavirus threat. But one section of people who are deeply affected, not only by the threat of the virus, but also because of the loss of their livelihoods, are daily wage earners who depend on that daily income to sustain themselves and their families. This is a group of rickshaw pullers here in Lucknow, and they haven't had a single journey since this morning, meaning they haven't earned a single rupee. It's been the case in the last week also that their daily earnings have gone down. Let me just speak to them and get a sense of how much they are worried. Baba, aapka naam kya hai?
Ganesh.
Ganesh ji, kitne saal se Lucknow mein rickshaw chala rahe hain?
Hum 5-6 saal se ho gaya shayad.
5-6 saal se chala rahe hain. Kya umar hogi aapki baba?
Umar sahab, ab hum itna nahi bata sakte phir bhi.
Chale, koi baat nahi. Aapke parivar mein kaun kaun hai?
Parivar mein sahab koi nahi hai. Mata pita ji khatam ho gaye, shaadi ho gayi nahi sahab.
Acha, to aap akele hi rehte hain. To ye bataiye ki aajkal kitna paisa kama pa rahe hain aap in dino mein?
Is time sahab kuch nahi kama rahe, bas kaise pet paal rahe hain sahab. और कुछ नहीं बस।
अच्छा, तो जैसे नॉर्मल दिन में कितना पैसा कमा लेते
हैं? किलावा दे देते हैं साहब 40 रुपए रोज, और जो 150 बचता था साहब खाने पीने में हो जाता है।
और नॉर्मल अगर दिन होता जब सब खुला होता तब कितना कमा लेते हैं?
200-250 रुपया काम हो जाता है साहब।
और आजकल हाल फिलहाल में कितना?
आज हाल तो साहब कुछ नहीं, बिल्कुल कुछ नहीं।
आज तो एकदम नहीं है, कल भी कोई नहीं आया,
कोई काम नहीं था,
कोई काम नहीं। आपका नाम क्या भैया?
मुन्ना।
मुन्ना, मुन्ना जी ये बताइए कि आपके घर में कौन कौन है?
मेरे पिताजी खत्म हो गए, भाई खत्म हो गया, मैं दो भाई हैं।
दो भाई हैं आप लोग, तो ये बताइए कि आगे के लिए चिंतित हैं कि आगे कुछ दिनों में आपका काम कैसे चलेगा? मुन्ना जी,
अब बाबू चलेगा जैसे तैसे चलेगा तो है ही है, घर में थोड़ी बारी खेती बाड़ी है, वही करेंगे।
सर एक बात बताइए कि कल योगी जी ने ऐसा कहा कि दिहाड़ी मजदूरों को या जो आप लोग दिन दिन का काम करते हैं उनको 1,000 रुपए प्रति माह उनके अकाउंट में आएगा, आपने इसके बारे में कुछ सुना है अभी तक कि नहीं सुना है?
नहीं सब सुने तो नहीं,
नहीं सुने है। तो आगे के लिए क्या सोचा है भैया? जैसे रिक्शा ही चलाएंगे यहाँ लखनऊ या गांव गाँव नहीं सोच रहे हैं, या आप यहीं के हैं अगर, तो आगे के दिन कैसे चलेंगे आपके?
साहब कुछ ना कुछ तो करना ही पड़ेगा पेट के लिए साहब, मेहनत तो करने करने के साहब, चाहे होटल के दिन में करे काम, चाहे रिक्शा चलाए साहब, चाहे पल्लेदारी करे, कुछ तो साहब करना।
सरकार से क्या उम्मीद है?
सरकार से अब आप क्या सरकारी जानिए साहब, हम क्या बताए।
आपका नाम क्या भैया?
घनश्याम मिश्रा।
मिश्रा जी, आप अगले कुछ दिनों को लेकर कितने चिंतित हैं अपनी दिहाड़ी को लेकर?
बहुत परेशानी है।
क्यों भैया?
काम धंधा कुछ चल ही नहीं रहा,
एकदम नहीं चल रहा है। आजकल कितना कमा पा रहे हैं?
आजकल 1 पैसे कमाई है।
1 पैसे कमाई है। अच्छा, और पहले कितना कमा लेते थे?
पहले वही 200-250, बहुत ज्यादा हो जाता था 300।
रिक्शे का भाड़ा कितना है दिन का?
40 रुपए।
तो मतलब करीबन 200 रुपए बचा पाते थे पहले।
हाँ सब 200 बड़ा मुश्किल लगता था बचने में।
तो अब आगे का क्या सोच रहे हैं, कैसे करिएगा?
अब आगे का क्या बताया जाए, कैसे न कैसे पेट पाल रहे हैं बस।
बाजार उजार खुलेगा तो साथ ही वही 50-150 जो बने।
और कोरोना वायरस से बचने के लिए क्या कर रहे हैं आप लोग?
कहा करें साहब, हम लोग के पास कोरोना वायरस
आटा लाए थे तो वही बना के छोड़ी रोटी खाए,
कुछ बचाव वचाव का आपका आइडिया है कि मास्क पहनना चाहिए या रुमाल बांधना चाहिए, कुछ आप लोग ऐसा कर रहे हैं?
हम लोग बांध लेते हैं
अंगोछा,
हाँ अंगोछा बांध लेते हैं।
लेकिन अब जल्दी सुधर जाए जैसे आप लोग की दिहाड़ी चले फिर।
हाँ जी जी सही बात, हाँ। सही बात बाबू,
चाहते हैं कि सुधर जाए।
हाँ सुधर जाए बाबू, बहुत जल्दी अच्छी बात है, तो काम धंधा हो जाता है। स्कूल
की वजह से, सब बंदी की वजह से काम धंधा नहीं चल पा रहा, और वैसे स्कूल खुल जाएंगे तो थोड़ा बहुत खर्चा पानी चलता रहेगा।
सरकार से कुछ योगी जी से तो उम्मीद होगी आप लोग की?
उम्मीद पहले थी हमको, वही 2000 रुपए वही 3 किस्तें साल में मिलती।
अच्छा, आपके घर में खेती भी है?
हाँ।
अच्छा, उसी से है।
बाकी कोई उम्मीद नहीं मिलेगी?
नहीं मिला। चलिए ठीक है, सो देयर यू हैव इट। आई मीन इट्स अ लिटिल अनफेयर टू एक्सपेक्ट ऑल ऑफ दीस पीपल टू बी एक्सट्रीमली आर्टिकुलेट, बट दे मेक वेरी वैलिड पॉइंट्स। यू सी एट द एंड ऑफ द डे दीस आर डेली वेजेस। यू एंड आई कैन मेक, आई मीन इवन इफ यू हैव टू स्टे होम फॉर अ मंथ, we'll probably manage to make our ends meet, we'll manage to at least have 3 meals a day. These people won't. So the government perhaps has to do more to help these people and to give them some viable package so that they can go through these difficult times with at least 3 meals in their stomachs. With Dinesh Pratap Singh, this is Alok Pandey, NDTV.
And of course, across the board, no matter what economic strata you're from, this could affect mental health. After the break, let's try and talk to some experts about what one can do on that front. You're watching We the People. The outbreak of the coronavirus, the shutdowns that have followed, working from home, self-isolation, all of this is very much capable of filling one with anxiety and stress. And that's something that hasn't been touched upon. With restaurants, educational institutions, cinema halls, now even malls shut down, the situation is keeping one from using social events as a distraction. What does this mean, and what could this mean for mental health? We have joining us Prerna Kohli. She's a clinical psychologist. Prerna, first and foremost, how do you protect your mental health while in self-isolation? Because often when mental health is an issue, you say to everyone, reach out, talk to someone, go find a friend, hang out with somebody. What do you do when that's the first thing you cannot do?
Thank you for having me on your show. I think first and foremost, we could look at actually creating a schedule for ourselves, like we usually do all the time when we are having a daily routine. If we have a daily routine happening in our house also, the time we wake up, the time we exercise, the time we schedule to do our work, we will not feel totally discomforted. And when you say that we are always saying reach out to people, we could reach out virtually now. We have to have our social support groups happening. You know, you can have your virtual coffees, you can have virtual exercises, you can have virtual meditations, you can have virtual singing, instruments playing. You can be together still, because this is a challenging time and we have to prepare ourselves for it. We have a choice, either
so we shouldn't call it
go
social
through this
distancing, but perhaps we can call it physical distancing. I think that's the way one described it to NDTV.
Yeah. Yes.
Let me bring in Sarva Sarveshya. He's the CEO and co-founder of Sarva and Diva Yoga. Sarva, we've talked about how this has been a huge setback for many industries, the restaurant business, cinema halls, etc. But one of the places where we're seeing a spurt is on online classes. We have doctor here who's recommended that one stick to a routine, one stick to, you know, perhaps doing classes and exercising. Are you finding that in your company?
I think firstly, thank you so much, Sarah, for having me on the show with Prerna as well. It's been quite amazing over the last 10 days, actually, in terms of how online and virtual classes have picked up for us. Over the last 10 days, over 20,000 people have attended our online sessions. The first day, we had about 35 people attending. Yesterday, we had 4,200 attending one class. It's significant, it's massive. And as a wellness company, as a digital wellness company, what we've also done is, like Prerna just suggested, that we've been organizing a lot of wellness events. We organized a music concert. We organized a talk on entrepreneurship. We organized a lot of live classes with a bunch of influencers. The amount of people coming and taking part in these virtual live classes is so amazing. We have over 2,000 live sessions happening for free over the next 30 days. And the response that we've been getting in the music concert, we had somebody from Italy joining us and saying that Ankur is our favorite singer and we couldn't ask for more. And that for us makes a huge difference, that we're able to play a very small role in everybody's life. And in fact, we are organizing about 100 free classes for people who are going to be from Italy just to boost their immunity, because nobody today is talking about boosting of immunity. And I think that's very, very critical at this stage, which is talking about immunity.
But Prerna, how do you balance, you know, the shift which we had in the past, where everybody said try and cut down on the time you spend on your screens and on your devices, and now suddenly it's just the opposite. We have young children as young as 4, for example, who are having virtual classes, perhaps only to be expected because schools now already been closed for a month. So we've gone from one extreme to the other.
Having said that, I think we can choose, you know, seeing the media or, you know, looking at our network to a certain extent. We can control how much we want to use it, and we can choose it carefully to support us, to encourage us, to, you know, lift us, energy us. So I think we can choose here, because we'll have to set a timetable for this also. We cannot be having overload of any kind of information in these times. We have to choose carefully what we are listening to. Is it supporting us? Is it encouraging us? Is it helping us through these daunting times? And for that, this, it is very important to, you know, make your mental immunity stronger. That even the messages that we are passing on WhatsApp are conducive, are supportive, are not is scaring you further, because a lot of anxiety is happening due to unpredictabilityness and, you know, the confusion and the conflicts. So I think whatever is in control within us, our parameters, at least we should control that. The timing to watch, you know, the media, the television. We have to utilize it.
So technology can be a huge advantage depending on how you use it. But Sarvesh, is the first step to mental health at least being informed and making sure that you're informed about the right facts? Because otherwise you could get very panicky.
I think the first step to mental health would be acceptance. Because only if you're accepting the current situation can you make any kind of change to it. So you need to embrace whatever information you get by ensuring that they are from credible sources. So, but because both fear and anxiety both reduces your immune system, which is not going to do any good. You will have to accept that this is happening and kind of embrace it positively as much as you can. It's more on the lines of when people say, sorry, I'm late. Instead of that, you can say, thank you for waiting for me. So if you start giving these small positive affirmations across, you can see a phenomenal change, because today you saw it at 5 p.m. Everybody's talking about self-love, but I think the whole concept is we are doing it for the community. All of us are ensuring that we stayed in our house the entire day until, I mean, we're going to be staying until 9 p.m. and until 31st as well for the community. Yeah. So the more we kind of think of, it's not self-love, but it's community love, it's compassion. Compassion is when you don't expect anything in return. Yeah. And when you keep doing that, it's the result is fantastic. The community that you're building is fantastic.
Okay, Sarvesh, but tell me, a lot of people, like you said, everybody stayed off the streets. So the majority of people stayed off the streets. It was a Sunday. But everybody went into this thinking that it was a one-day affair. Many will be waking up in the morning and finding out that, no, this is now the new reality, right? There are many states that have ordered a lockdown in the capital also. It's a lockdown. What advice would you give to anyone wondering now what to do, because it's not a one-day affair
anymore. I was fairly certain this was just a tester for a day, and then kind of...
not everybody was.
So I was fairly certain, and people who spoke to me, we kept telling them, it is going to be a lockdown until 31st. It's a tester for everybody, so let's kind of win this. I think, like Prerna said, the first thing to do is have a schedule. Have all kinds of schedule, because today, emails work well, conference calls work well, virtual calls work well. Our entire company is virtually working, and we built all these digital stuff over the last 8-10 days. So having a right schedule, I mean, just make your office into a virtual office and kind of have your exercise routines in it. The best things are you can have home food for 3 times in the day. You can ensure that you can speak to your parents quite regularly. Yes, it's amazing. It's about how you take things, right? It's about how you take the situation and make it into an opportunity.
Okay, so have a schedule and don't sit in your pajamas all day for one. Thank you so much, Sarvesh and Prerna. Thank you for joining us. We're going to wind up the show now, We the People, with just some images of Bollywood stars, leading personalities from that industry coming forward on this day to show their appreciation for those on the front line in the fight against the coronavirus.